Okay. So what are we watching? No, I'm not in the mood for comedy. How about something romantic? Something adventurous? Something with sword fights, princesses and princes, and an evil manipulative king? What? Me? How dare you insinuate that I'm trying to watch Princess Bride again? I am shocked and offended and wounded and hurt, sir. I would think so. Apologies are in order. But I'm not sure it will suffice. In fact, I demand reparations. What kind of reparations? I don't know. Nothing too intense. Maybe watching the Princess Bride? Yes! You fell for my dastardly trap! And now you shall suffer watching my favorite movie again. Now, follow me and look on in horror as I get comfortable on my bed. What are you even talking about? We always have movie nights on my bed. Couches are great, but I fall asleep when I'm comfortable, and I don't have to go get up and go to my bed after. So just hush, pick a movie, and let me get comfy. Just make sure you pick the right one. Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, those cookies will be done in a bit. I shouldn't get too comfy. But look! Oh, comfy pillows and soft, fluffy blankets. How can I possibly resist? I'm sinking into it. The pillows are taking me. Don't say that. Fine. I'm glad I can be my goofy self around you, too. I know I'm reserved at first, but I don't know. Finding a roommate is hard, so I was very nervous at first. You've been a really good roommate and a very good friend. Shut up, don't make me blush. I'm not an angel or whatever. Just because I make dinner every night doesn't make me an angel. Just besides, you're the one who pays for the ingredients. You did not have to almost force me to take payment. Besides, I really like having you around. It certainly beats looking for a roommate. Or putting up with some inconsiderate asshole. And cooking for two is just easier. This way, nothing gets wasted. Yeah, okay, and I make cookies and snacks all the time, but you're always taking care of me too. Okay, fine. We're both lovely to live with. How about we settle on that? Anyway, it doesn't matter now. Because the pillows have taken me, and I've called for backup from the blankets, and there's no way I can resist this onslaught of comfy. Can't you go get them? Oh. But don't slam them around too much. No, you just put things down really hard sometimes, and the cookies might crumble or something. Make sure they can cool down for a bit. Oh, and be careful with the oven door, it gets really hot. Oh, and also make sure to get the good oven mitts on so that you don't. Okay. I actually should probably do it myself or I'm gonna worry. I'll be right back. You go ahead and get comfy. But be careful, once you're in there, it can be hard to get back out. It's like a swamp. A comfortable, soft, warm swamp of fluff. And once I'm back, you'll also be fed cookies and snacks. So, honestly, at this rate, you may never get off of that bed. Until I need you to get me new snacks. The circle of life in a nutshell, really. Oh my god, the cookies, you're right. I'll be back. Okay, they're still cooling for a bit, but they should be perfect. A little chewy. Just how you like them. We can get some milk too if you'd like. Oh, wait, I think I even have some chocolate milk somewhere in the fridge, I think. Where did you find that letter? I didn't mean for you to. Well, yeah, it's addressed to you, but. Look, I wrote that letter a while ago to get my feelings out of my system, you know? It was never meant to be sent or even to be read. It was like a journal, therapeutic. That's why it's so cheesy and so. A lot. Where'd you even find that, huh? I thought I threw it away. Under the bed? What were you doing there? Oh, right. I guess it slipped under my spare blanket. Oh my god. I'm so embarrassed. I'm a little lightheaded. Well, yeah, we don't have to finish watching this movie. I'm sure you feel super weird now. You can just, here, have some cookies. Take them to your room. Or I'll stay in here and you go do whatever. I'll see you tomorrow or something. No, really, I'm sure you're weirded out and embarrassed and hate me forever now. I get it. That letter was intense. There was a lot of metaphors and things. Not my best work. That's for sure. No, it's okay. You don't have to try to be nice. It's all right. I'll get over it all. Really? Thanks, I think that means a lot. At least I know it was well written. It was just something I've been processing for a while. I figured the feelings would go away, and I mean, when I first realized you were still dating somebody. And then you guys broke up and it wasn't a good time. But even when you were going through a breakup, you were such a You're such a good, like, nice person. And I just didn't want to mess that up. You were such a good roommate. And even though I had gone way beyond a simple crush by then, I just really value you as a friend and a roommate. So I couldn't work up the courage to tell you how I feel. I thought I'd processed it all, but then a few weeks ago, when you saw me, No, Lily, it's okay. We should talk about it while we're getting awkward things out of the way here. I mean, I know you didn't mean to see me like that. I guess it was bound to happen sooner or later. I thought you weren't home. I put my towel in the dryer so it would be nice and warm. But then I forgot to bring it to the bathroom with me while I took a shower, so I went back to go get it, and there you were. Oh, I know, you were so quick to turn around, and I was back in the bathroom so quickly. Just that one stupid moment, but I was so embarrassed. But then, we didn't really talk for weeks, and I missed you so, so much. No one laughed at my amazing, hilarious jokes. And watching movies alone is just less fun, because your commentary is really funny, but also timed not to interrupt any of the good lines. Do you know how rare that is? And then, just when I had sort of resigned to the awkwardness, you drove me to work that day. It was so early. And it was just raining cats and dogs. I usually loved the rain, but my car was being fixed and I was just about to ride my bike through it when you were just there. You got up and made us both coffee, and then you gave me a ride. And then you texted later that day to ask if I wanted a ride home. I melted. It was all I could do not to hug you when I got home. No, wait. I did hug you when I got home. And it somehow popped the bubble of tension. Finally got to laugh again together. After that, I guess I was worried it would make things weird again if I told you how I felt. Well, if you're sure it's all right and that you're not embarrassed, I'm okay talking about it, I think. Like, how much of it did you read? Did you just skim it? Or the whole thing, huh? Oof. That is rough. That's such a personal question. The hell? Well, fine. But if you're gonna ask me a question like that, I'm gonna ask you one too. Like, well, when you saw me that one time, out of the shower, you looked, well, not just embarrassed, but flustered. Like you liked what you saw. Did you? You're getting so embarrassed. I mean, it's okay if you did. It was an awkward moment, but it was still... I mean, I was naked. I'm pretty sure I would have taken a sneak peek if you were... I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, it's okay if he... You know, you like seeing me like that. Not that I'm offering. God, why am I still talking? Oh. You really mean that? Well, thank you. I know I'm not a supermodel, but... Shush. You're gonna make me blush. Thank you. Well, I mean, if you're offering, I wouldn't say no to a hug. Especially right now. Yay. Oh, your hugs are the best. Oh, I have to say comfort hugs are even better. Mm. Just like that. No longer. A little harder. Give me a good squeeze. Don't let go yet. Yeah, that's the stuff. Genuine roomy hug. TM. Well, we have this movie ready. And we have all these cookies. It would be silly to let a perfectly good movie night go to waste. Let's go. Get in here with me. Let's get... Oh, it's a... We're really close together, huh? Oh. Yeah, I guess we always are. I guess it just feels a little different. Like we're cuddling. We are? Oh. No, no, it's nice. It's amazing. Don't stop. Imagine this happening so many times. Just not after you reading something so embarrassing. Your hands on my body feel exactly like I thought they would. Yeah. It's amazing. Please don't stop. You can grab me a little bit, yeah. I like it. Your neck smells so good. You like it when I kiss it? Good. Because I don't think I can stop. Don't bite me like that. No, wait, stop. Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. Really, it's not something you did. Well, it is, but you didn't do anything wrong. If anything, you're doing everything exactly right. It's just... Well... I don't want you thinking I'm weird or anything, but... I'm a virgin. No, I know it's not a bad thing or anything. It's just... I wanted you to know. I'm kind of embarrassed by it, and I really like you. Oh, I guess that's a valid question. It's... Oh, my head is kind of fuzzy. Those are good makeouts. It's not like I don't like sex or I want it. I do. It's just... The guys I've dated were all really... I don't want to say mean things. But they were... They were real assholes about it. I hate talking about it, but they were. They were really pushy, and it was annoying, and it made me want it less and less until I didn't even want them touching me. No, that's not why I stopped you. I liked it when your hands moved. There. I just want to take things slow and take our time, you know? I like you. So I want this to be real. If that makes sense. I know you'd be nice about it. That's why I like Keith so much. He always understands. Hands feel amazing. I'm kissing your neck like this. Biting it. It's just right. My thighs are moving on their own, moving aside for you. You can touch me there if you want to. I'm sure. I don't mind at all. They're very comfy, but I want to feel you there. I want your hands between my thighs and you're right there. Way better than I thought it would. Mm. Can you rub a little more? No, really, I... Oh my god, are you teasing me? Oh, that's so rude. Kiss me. Isn't that what we're doing? Oh, what you mean? Yeah, I really think I'd like that. But no more teasing, please. You're so mean. I told you not to be mean. Dragging out your kisses on my thigh. Please. I want your lips on my... Yes! Right there. Fuck. Unexpected. I really didn't expect to be coming on your tongue tonight. Your cock. I just it's so hard. Is that because of me? Oh, really? I guess you enjoyed that almost as much as I did. I kind of want to. Is it okay if I reach inside your pants and, like, stroke it a bit? Feels so good in my hand. It's like I can feel how much you want me. Hard and urgent. Can I take your pants off? I want to really see it and get close to it. I don't think I've ever seen pants fly off that fast. Okay. Let me slide down a little so I can see. I like it a lot. The way it twitches when I touch it. I wonder if oh, you really like that. Would you mind if I put my mouth on it? It's just, I wonder how it would feel. Almost as if I can't help but suck it once it's in my mouth. Twitch. That means I'm doing it right. Right? I really like your moans. And when you nod like that, with your head falling back. Can I kiss you again? Good. Your cock is pressing up against my pussy. Feels kind of good. Can I move it? No. Like this. Grinding against you. Pressing up against my pussy like that, it's like your hand, but it's like really different. It's like it's burning. Rubs me just like that. I'm sorry. Let me just hold on to your shoulders like this. Is this okay? I'm not squeezing you too hard, am I? Okay. Feels so good. No, it's okay. My spot is so ticklish. You can grab me there. Yeah. I said to go sleep. Can we fuck? Please? Your cock is just so close and I need it. I need to feel it inside me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. It's okay. I'm okay. It's you, after all. Okay. Can I grab it? Yeah, to like guide it. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, careful. I'm gonna move now. I think I'm there. It's getting deeper. It's so... I've never felt so full. You. My first time through. I wouldn't want to be with anyone else. thought that you were...
Come inside me. I'm safe.
heartbeat. I really want to feel you inside me. That was a lot. No, good way, good way, good way. So much more intense than I thought it was gonna be. I'm really out of breath. But somehow also really awake. I wish I could hold you even closer. I know you're inside me. But still. I just want to hold you against me and nuzzle your neck. Surge of adrenaline is luring off. Now I just want to cuddle you and just lay right here. Thanks for being gentle with me. And for being my first. I couldn't have asked for a better one. Go again. After the movie. And cookies. And cuddles. Yes. are the best roommate ever.